We had our sportsman's banquet and just had an awesome time. Just great to get together and have great fellowship and workshops and all of that and talk about the God's great outdoors. It's just a wonderful time together. But the highlight of the evening was having Dr. Fred Adams with us. Dr. Adams is founder of Sword Deaf Baptist Ministries, and he resides in the Knoxville, Tennessee area, and he's our guest speaker today. And we just had a great time with him last night. Now, one of the things that he did say is that he loves to eat. And he said that your pastor, he loves to eat because he's a Baptist. And he said, your pastor doesn't look like a Baptist. He looks like a Lutheran. So we're going to ask him to come and make a Baptist out of me, all right? So let's welcome Dr. Adams to our pulpit today.
Lord bless you.
Good morning. Are you glad you're saved? I can't hear you. I want to teach you to say amen. Come on, everybody, amen. Come on, amen. Are you glad you're saved? Amen. Don't use both hands too loud. And I brought my two sons with me. And I'd like you to meet my son, John, back there, and his wife, Rebecca. Come on, stand up. She's awful short, stand up, the same. And my other son, Chris, stand up. And his girlfriend, Grace, going to get married next month. Amen. And I have another son, Matthew. I kick him out. No. He's not feeling well this morning. He wants to come, but he's not feeling good. So pray for him. And it was good. I had a good time last night. I just feel like a family. And it was a great time. And I pick on your pastor. And the reason I came, because I'm a better looking. And just had a great time, and I enjoy outdoor. I love to hunt, I love to fish, I love to play golf, and never forget my boy when they're little, we go fishing. Never forget, good memory. And so memory never stop. So it's a blessing. And so I'm gonna preach this morning. And normally we preach the same sermon in the morning, but I don't do that. I preach different messages this morning. If you open your Bible, please, to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Okay. I enjoy the music. You enjoy the music? I enjoy it. Why? It's loud. It's loud. And because I'm loud too, it fit together. Amen. I want to tell you a story in Africa. And I went to Africa. There's two men telling me the story. And they're hunting a lion. Not me. I'm not hunting lions. And those two guys tell me the story. And one guy brought a big gun. The other guy bring a violin. Violin. And the violin said, hey, put your guns away. You don't need guns. Trust the Lord. And oh, what are you doing? Well, just your knife. Knife, that's all you need. Your violin and a knife. You're crazy. So, okay. So they both out hunting without gun. They went out hunting. Here come big lion. You know what? He's scared. I have no gun. Don't worry. Yeah. You got knife. That guy go, that's amazing. Bravo, bravo, woo, that's amazing. Yeah, get another one for me. Oh, okay, well, I'll get you one. And we look. Oh, it's a big one. I'm like a monster. It's a big one. Oh, and this guy, woo, no. Getting close to I'm a bad bit. By now, that big lion is deaf. You heard that story, huh? My wife, my son heard about 100 times. Anyway, 1 Peter chapter 5. I'd like to stand up, honor God's word, and we're going to read verse 4. When the chief shepherd shall appear, he shall receive the crown of glory that fade not away. When we serve the Lord, we're going to receive the crown. The crown is not going to fade away. The Lord will get our crown forever. How many of you believe that Jesus is coming soon? Oh, he's coming. You know why I wear a cowboy boot? I'm ready. You know why I'm ready? For the second coming. We're going to ride a horse. I'm going to ride a white horse. Jesus, I'm going behind him. I'm ready. You're not wearing a boot, you're not ready. I'm looking forward to Jesus coming. And the chief shepherd shall appear. We receive crown of glory. Not for ourselves. We're going to cast the crown on Jesus' throne. Amen? Imagine you get crown, I got crown, you got crown, you got crown. We're going to count 1, 2, 3. Ooh, cast the crown. Not put, cast. Man, you imagine thousand million crowns. Where are they going to use the crown? When Jesus riding the white horse, we're wearing many crown. Thou crown. I want to preach the message this morning. Humble. Humble yourself. So many times we have pride. I have. But we need to learn to humble. Father, oh, Holy Spirit, speak every person's heart this morning. I pray you bless this hour. Help my thine speak clear so they can understand the word of God. Father, I ask you bless this hour. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seating. In verse 5, likewise, means also likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elders. Yeah, all of you be submit one to another. Be clothed with humility. For God rejects the pride and give grace to the humble. Pastor, give me a jacket. Appreciate it. Clothes of humility. Humble. Clothed with humility. Why? For God rejects the pride. God hates the pride. I don't like people talk about bragging, pride. Why not we bragging Jesus Christ? Let's talk about Jesus. Don't talk about yourself all the time. And there's the coat of humility, also the righteousness. How many of you are saved? If you're glad you're saved, raise both hands. Are you glad you're saved? You have a righteousness. We need to learn to be humble. I love fellowship. I love Christian. Some of the people talk language bad. It's not good. Humble yourself. If you never receive Christ, your personal Savior, you need salvation. You need Jesus. Stop being pride, bragging yourself. I don't need the Lord. Yes, you do. Yeah, accept who you are, a sinner. Accept what you are. Accept I'm not perfect. I need Jesus. Humble yourself. Come forward and open your heart. Have Jesus come in your life, shall be saved. And I like it. In verse 5, it says, give grace to the humble. Give grace to the humble. God will give grace. God will forgive you. He give you grace. I look up what it means, grace. It's probably about 1,000 pages of mean grace. Amen? Unlimited. I don't care who you are. How bad you are, how wicked you are, but God's grace. Thank God for Jesus, for grace. Your name, Grace. Not her, Jesus. Amen. He'll give you grace when you and I are humble. Bragging, priming, me, hey, look at me, yeah, yeah, me, yeah. You know what God would do? if we humble, God's grace who are humble. I want to give you 3 points. Number one, in verse 6, humble yourself before under a mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Number one, humble yourself. If you and I humble ourselves, and God will exalt you, raise you. Oh, I like that. I remember my son. We go to Walmart when they're a kid. And Daddy, I want candy. I want candy. I just playing around. No. You cannot have candy. Watch your attitude. You want candy? Yeah. Give me time, 1 hour. I'm going to go shopping. If you behave good, I'll give you candy. Boys are smart. If they do right, I'll give candy. It's the same idea with God. If we humble ourselves, God give you grace, and God will lift you up. If you're saved, I want to let you know, you are a very important person. You are a very important people. I hope I'm important people. But the right attitude. If we have humble ourselves, God will lift you up. God will lift you up. Amen. I don't have to be poor, mercy. I have to be humble all the time. No, God will lift you up. Be like a man. Go proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Humble yourself. Humble. I'm glad I met your pastor. Pastor Dale, Christian. That mean you're Christian? No. And when I met him, he no go. No. He said, "Hey, Fred." "Yeah, I'm Fred." "Oh, good to meet you. I heard about you." "Oh, brother, hope not bad." Like I know him many years. That's where we should be. Humble yourself. What I like about it, in verse 6 it said, under the mighty hand of God. The mighty hand of God. If we humble ourselves, my hand of God hold on to you. I love you. Good. I want to use you. co-immune, humble yourself. And number seven, cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. I like that. All your problem, all your headache, all your frustration, all your pain, give it to him. Oh, hey, give it to him. Give it to him. I'm tired of hearing that. Give it to him. Because he cares for you. Yes, I have a problem. I have three boys. That's the problem. Amen. You know why I'm not worried? I just give it to the Lord. Lord, that's your son, not mine. Yours. You give it to me. It's yours. My son John looked like a bear. Yeah, he's not bad. The last time he was, is that your son? No, not my son, no. Be yourself. Be humble. Cast your care upon him. Cast all your problems upon him. He cares for you and me. He loves you. He died for you. He forgives you. But only Jesus. Number three. Be sober. Be sober. Mean your clear mind, clear heart, clear conscience. You're convicted, you're guilty. Clear, be sober, be ready, be watchful. The wall line is thick and to this fire. Watch out! We're living in the world, but not of the world. That's the difference. The devil's out there. There's a wall line. The devil's out there. We don't welcome devil here. No devil here. That's why we pray. Get the devil, get out of here. So we can have revival. So we can have worship. We don't worship the devil. We worship a living God. A living Jesus Christ. Watch out. Be sober. Be ready. Are you ready? I'm saved? Yeah. My heart right? Yeah. I'm ready. Watch out. Devil hates you. Devil is a liar. Devil wants to destroy your marriage. Devil wants to destroy you in your life. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen? Keep your eyes on Jesus. Be sober. Don't fool around. I enjoy the music. Talk about Jesus. I enjoy the choir this morning. Talk about Jesus. Not devil. Be watchful. Be ready. And verse 9 said, who is that? Stand fast in the faith, knowing that ye don't have a problem. And your brother that are in the world. Who's that? Stand fast in the faith. Stand fast in the faith. Don't listen to the devil. Listen to Jesus. Let us build our faith. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith. Not no, faith. Hold on. Bible talk about hold your faith. Hold on. The world getting worse. What? We're going down. Hold on. Jesus will come. The word, he'll come. I'm ready. And I hope you're ready too. Be sober. Build your faith. Stand fast in the faith. The last thing we'll close. Look in verse 10. Verse 10. The God of all what? Grace. Grace. Who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, you have while may you perfect. We have problems. We'll make you perfect. Mature. Grow up. Time to change. Amen. And establish strength. Tell you, woo, God of all grace, come on. We have a problem, yeah. Well, make me perfect, me mature. Oh, yeah, we have a problem. Establish, strengthen, and settle you. How many are saved? How many, you're settled. Praise God, I have an eternal life. I have hope. Hope. What do you mean? No, thine hope me for sure. Hope in your heart. I know I'm saved. Not that way, I hope. No, I know I'm saved. I have hope in my heart. I have Jesus Christ in my life, in my heart. If you're not saved this morning, you never received Christ as your personal Savior, you are a fool. You need Jesus. You need to humble yourself. Come forward. Open your heart. And that Jesus come in your life shall be saved. Whosoever called on the name of the Lord shall mean will shall be saved. That means you already said, got the promise. That's the promise of God. Once you're saved, shall be saved. You're already saved, and God promised you. Do God lie? Hello, do God lie? No. You settle. Woo! I remember the day I got salvation. 15, my hair was long. Like John, maybe, almost. He can't get long, he just pop. Only way to help him get straight down, you change the. Yeah, I can pick on him. He's my son. If you get mad, that's fine. He's already married. I'm not worried. My hair is long. I'm a gang fighter. I was mean. My home have holes everywhere. Holes everywhere. Boom. Angry. Boom. I have one sister, 2 years older than me, has scars all over her face. Scars all over her face. Me. Angry. Every time his boyfriend come, I broke his leg. He got another boyfriend because he broke up because of me. He got another boyfriend came, I broke his arm. That's how mean I am. I was bitter. My sister told me, I didn't know later, years later, my sister told me, when you're in bed, you're deaf, you can't hear me. When you're in bed, many times I have a knife in my hand, get ready to kill you. Get ready to kill me. Right? And the Holy Spirit. My sister feel the Holy Spirit. Oh. I didn't know. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. And later, my sister got saved. Whole family got saved. Why? My life changed. I was bitter and hateful. When I got saved, I'm full of love and grace. Love you, brother. I love you, son. Doesn't matter what you are. He got lots of hair, and my other son had no hair. So I'm between. Oh, God of all grace. God of all grace, want you and I be perfect. But we got to humble ourselves. God will hold on you. God will lift you up. We got to be perfect and stable. He wants to be stable. Stop running around, fooling around. Let's focus on the Word of God. Be stable. Build your faith. Every time door is open, be here. At worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to be stable and settle. I'm settled. If you're not saved, you're not settled. If you not know Christ, you're not ready. I pray this morning, be ready. Come forward. Get ready to settle. Let Jesus Christ come in your life and shall be saved. Don't leave without Christ. Jesus loved you, for God so loved the world that he gave the only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Woo! The wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. Death is separated from God. Death, hell, separation from God. But the gift of God, a free gift, gift of God. What gift? The gift of God, eternal life through Jesus. Why? What gift? Eternal life. Abundant life. I have hope. through Jesus Christ. If you're not saved this morning, get saved. Come. Open your heart, and that deed has come to your life. If you are saved, why not we humble ourselves? Why don't we all come and bow our knee and talk with the Lord? Let's stand. Heavenly Father, oh, Holy Spirit, speak our heart this morning. I pray the Holy Spirit move. Speak our heart, Lord. I'm speaking myself also. I need to be humble. We have habit and pride what we're doing. We really, that's your job. You doing all the work. I'm here to serve you. Lord, help us to be humble. Oh, Father, if someone here not know Christ as personal Savior, why don't you come? Pastor would be happy to talk with you, open the Bible, show you salvation. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Oh, Father, bless the invitation, bless the song. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.